The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Tis the season of giving. On top of all the shopping for your loved ones, it's also a popular time to give what you can to charities. And joining us now is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. And Jill on Money is presented by Bucks County Estate Traders, the finest selection of high-end and vintage furniture. Jill, good morning. For those of us looking to donate or give to a charity, what should we know before writing out that check?
Well, I think a couple of things. I know that we hate this, but it's like the scam season, and the IRS sent out a lot of notifications to people like me to say, please make sure everyone understands that there is a special tool on the IRS website, which is called the Tax Exempt Organization Search Tool. This is a way for you to verify if an organization is legitimate, because scammers are using names that sound like a well-known charity to confuse you. And so don't give any money over the phone. Don't be paying with a gift card. Don't wire money. And really make sure that wherever you are giving, that it is a legitimate organization. As always, don't overshare. And of course, resist any pressure. Once you've kind of got that down, just remember, a lot of people used to get a tax deduction for giving money away. And that's not the case anymore. Only about, say, 12% of those people who itemize get to deduct their charitable donation. So you have to be an itemizer of your taxes in order to get any sort of benefit from giving to a charity. But, you know, most people don't give for that. They give because they want to give. I just want to point that out, of course.
Jill, what advice do you have to make sure we can be generous but still financially responsible?
Well, I mean, look, I think that for a lot of people, you get barraged, and tomorrow's going to be really the biggie, right? Giving Tuesday. You're going to get barraged. And what I like to say is it's much better to set up ahead of time the amount of money you wish to give to charity at the beginning of the year, right? So if this year you're feeling really tight, you know, I don't want to be all Scroogey, you know, you can give a smaller amount. But when you're putting together your spending, and I'm not saying a budget, just like some amount of money that you want to set aside, absolutely be sure that you can afford it. And, you know, look, if you are going to be giving and you've got different ways of giving through, say, a charitable fund, a donor advised fund, all of these pieces of the possibilities exist. I just want to be clear that for most people, just kind of make sure you've got what you need and take care of yourselves first before you start giving away to your family members as well. You know, last week, Warren Buffett had a letter that he released to Berkshire Hathaway shareholders, and he essentially said, like, hey, you know what? It's okay to leave your kids money, but don't be worried about being a dynastic family. Don't worry about down the generations. You know who's here today? Maybe you can give, but take care of yourself first is my advice.
All right. Thank you very much. That is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joining us for Jill on Money.